And this newscast is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. The Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In Huron County District Court on Friday, May 8th, Mark Joseph Zyla waived his right to a preliminary examination in four felony cases. Three counts individually, each one for the delivery of methamphetamine. The prosecution, represented by Timothy Rakowski, had offered a plea deal. Under the offer, Zyla would plead guilty to charges in three cases, including a habitual offender third offense designation. The prosecution agreed not to seek consecutive sentencing or further habitual offender notices and to dismiss a fourth case. Zyla would pay full restitution for controlled buys. Defense attorney Michelle Siv confirmed Zyla's waiver, and the court found Zyla's waiver to be knowing, voluntary, and understanding. However, he did not accept the plea offer at this time. His attorney said she hopes to continue negotiating with the prosecutor in terms of the plea offer. Zyla is now bound over to circuit court for arraignment on Monday, June 1st at 9 a.m., with his bond conditions remaining unchanged. At 2 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 12th, the Huron County Election Commission will meet to review a proposed recall petition on a Huron County commissioner. Targeted for a possible recall is Huron County District Court, Huron County District Number 4, Commissioner Steve Vaughn, regarding how he voted in 2025 on having a 15,000-acre cap on solar and battery energy storage facilities. Later, the Board of Commissioners sent the plan back to the Planning Commission to review the cap. However, the Commission could not agree on changes, so none were made. Serving on the Election Commission are Probate Judge Julian M. Ferris, Clerk Lori Neal, and Treasurer Cheryl Yan. They'll convene in the probate courtroom to review the proposed recall petition and determine if the reason listed for a recall is clear and factual. If the petition's wording is approved, recall petitions will then collect the signatures of 816 registered voters in District Number 4. District 4 consists of the townships of Oliver, Chandler, Meade, and Colfax. If enough valid signatures are gathered, the recall issue will be on the November ballot. If the wording on the petition is rejected, the person who filed has the right to appeal the decision in circuit court, or they can refile new language. And a sailor continuing a long-distance journey along Lake Huron is describing rough conditions after departing Port Austin and arriving in Tawas Bay. Captain Steve, traveling aboard his vessel, the Neverlanding, said waves built steady during trip, reaching as high as 5 to 6 feet for several hours before easing closer to shore. He reported challenging navigation, saying he had to remain at the helm constantly to maintain course and was turned around multiple times due to the swells. Originally bound for Harrisville and possibly Alpena, the sailor adjusted his route due to the angle of the waves, choosing instead to head towards Tawas, where conditions were more manageable. He noted the waters calmed significantly shortly after docking in East Tawas State Harbor. though rough conditions persisted farther out on the lake. Despite the difficult passage, Captain Steve described the experience as worthwhile, seeing the journey gave him time to reflect while he now waits out continued unsettled weather along the Lake Huron shoreline. And we will be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
If you're tired of dealerships stacking fees like they're building a bonfire, then come to Al Hansen Motors. No dock fees, no finance fees, ever. The price you see is the price you pay. No surprises. And for this week's featured vehicles, I have a couple new arrivals. The first is a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium with 41,000 miles. It gets good fuel economy and has Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, heated seats, and more. We're asking $16,580. Next up is a 2016 Jeep Cherokee North Edition 4x4. It has a naturally aspirated 3.2 V6 with 58,000 miles. You get cloth interior with heated seats, a heated steering wheel, a power liftgate, and remote start, all for $16,980. I also have a 2018 Ram 1500 Laramie Longhorn Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded, has factory towing package, a 5.7 Hemi V8, and also comes with options you don't see every day, including Ram Air Ride suspension and the Ram Box. Take it home for just $28,580. And if you're looking for a reliable vehicle that won't break the bank, I have a 2016 Chevy Impala Limited. It's in very good shape with only 100,000 miles, and we're asking $10,580. And again, no dock fees, no finance fees, because paying for paperwork is ridiculous.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
And we're back with a look at more news. Health officials in Virginia are closely monitoring a patient who tested positive for hantavirus upon returning from an international cruise. The patient is part of a larger group under surveillance following a localized outbreak on a vessel that had recently docked in West Africa. The Virginia Department of Health has assured the public that the risk of community transmission remains extremely low, as hantavirus is primarily spread through contact with infected rodents rather than person to person. The patient is currently in stable condition and isolated as a precautionary measure. A cargo vessel was hit by an unknown projectile approximately 23 nautical miles northeast of Doha, Qatar. The UK Maritime Trade Operations confirmed that a small fire broke out on board but was quickly extinguished by the crew. No casualties were reported and there has been no significant environmental impact detected so far. Authorities are currently investigating the origin of the projectile as the incident occurred amidst heightened regional military activity and drone testing. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. Also, Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
This is Jessica from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Axe. As you're doing spring cleaning, don't forget to look through your jewelry box. If you have broken chains, single gold earrings, outdated pieces, or anything 10, 14, or 18 karat gold you no longer wear, take it to McKenzie Jewelers. We're buying scrap gold for its melt value. We don't purchase pre-owned jewelry for resale. We're simply paying for the gold itself. We will evaluate your items based on weight and the current market price and make you a fair offer. Recently, a gentleman stopped in with three older gold pieces and walked out with $900. If you have gold sitting at home, it could be worth more than you think. We're paying top dollar for scrap gold right now. Stop by McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe and see what your gold is worth.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe. Mackenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.